This is Administrative Law Judge Jennifer Rackstraw. Is Mark Bartholomew on the line?
Yeah, this is Mark. Good afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon. And is Susan Elworth on the line?
Yes.
Okay, good afternoon.
Hi, Susan.
And Mr. Bartholomew, is anyone present with you?
Yeah, Patricia Curtin is present, representative of General Property Group.
Okay, Patricia, can you please spell your last name?
It's C-U-R-T-I-N.
Okay, did you say C-U-R-T-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and Ms. Elworth, is anyone else present with you?
No.
Okay. All right, then we will go ahead and get started. So this is a pre-hearing conference regarding General Property Group LLC, OAH reference number 2018-ABC-01716, and agency case number LQ-HW-WR-2016-179. Today is August 16, 2018, and the time is approximately 1:03 p.m. And my name is Jennifer Rackstraw. I'm an administrative law judge with Oregon's Office of Administrative Hearings, and I've been assigned by that office to decide this case, and I'm not employed by the Environmental Quality Commission or DEQ. So our primary objective today is to choose a hearing date and also set a deadline for submitting exhibits and witness lists. Ms. Elworth, I'll start with you. Aside from those scheduling matters, are there any other issues that you think we need to discuss?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, how about you, Mr. Bartholomew? Anything else you wanted to make sure we covered today?
None for us.
Okay. All right, going back to you for a moment, Ms. Elworth, where did you have a location in mind for this hearing?
So our main witness is in our Eugene office. I don't know what would work best for, you know, the others, but probably, I'm guessing not Portland, but I don't know. I mean, I'm flexible on where we do it, so.
Okay. I would be available either in the Salem area or the Portland area. If the Eugene area, however, was the choice, then I would just assign the case to an ALJ from that area. So, Mr. Bartholomew, what are your thoughts on that?
We would likely just be attending by phone.
Okay. So, Ms. Elworth, would you want to have this be a phone hearing, or would you want it to be in person from your end, but if General Property Group wanted to participate via phone, they could do that?
Yeah, that's fine if that works best for them, and if what works best for you is Salem, then we can do that, and that way either I can bring my witness in by phone or he doesn't have to travel as far.
Okay. And so just to make sure I understand, so your preference, Ms. Elworth, would be to not have the entire thing via phone, though?
We can certainly do that. I haven't done a whole lot of completely phone hearings, and they're a little difficult to manage, I think, sometimes.
Okay.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long do you foresee us needing to set aside for this? Because that might help us decide what to do here. So Ms. Elworth, I'll start with you. I think the referral from DEQ indicated that one day was expected. Do you think we need to set aside more than one day?
No, I don't.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Bartholomew?
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat that? I was conferring with my
Sure. Do you think that we need to set aside more than one day for the hearing, or do you think, at least from your client's perspective?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
One day is fine.
Okay. Okay, I am open to either of the following options. We could either just schedule it as a telephone hearing and conduct it that way. I've certainly held countless hearings via phone, and it's, it's something that we can definitely do. or we could have it in person, and if whoever wants to just appear via phone can have that option. So I would appear in person if we go that route, and then Mr. Bartholomew, if you and your client and any witnesses want to appear via phone, that would be your choice. And Ms. Elworth, she and her witnesses would have that option as well. So what, Ms. Elworth, given the, just those two options, what's your preference?
I will do whatever works easiest for, you know, the other side. I'm
okay.
Perfectly comfortable with doing
either.
Well,
thank you for
your
flexibility. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bartholomew, so, and let me just confirm, so you and your client and any witnesses would be appearing via phone, is that what I understand?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty significant distance to travel even to Eugene from here, so we'd be appearing by phone.
Okay. Well, let's just have a phone hearing then, and then everyone's sort of on equal footing as far as that's concerned. So I would just ask that any documents that you're going to be questioning any of your witnesses about, you just make sure that they have copies of those. That certainly makes it easier when we have phone testimony. So I think as long as the parties ensure that their witnesses have copies of whatever they need, it can go smoothly. So as far as potential dates, Mr. Bartholomew, have you given any thought to how far out you'd want the schedule or you'd want the hearing to be?
I would prefer that it be, you know, at some point in the fall. But beyond that, I haven't.
Okay.
I kind of, going into this hearing, I was assuming that the court would give us a range of dates or a few potential dates and we pick from there. So I hadn't really come up with any certain dates.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Elworth, do you have a particular month in mind, for example?
My November is pretty much full, so that won't work. And I'm looking through the other person's calendar. And it looks like he's out the first week of October. I'm assuming that's not going to happen anytime before October. So it looks like the second, third, and fourth week of October would work. Then November is completely booked for me.
Okay. Let me throw out some dates then. Okay. So I have, for example, October 23rd. I've also got October 31st as well as November 1st and 2nd.
Okay. Let me.
And I'll repeat that. October 23rd, October 31st, and November 1st and 2nd, if you guys want to check calendars for any of those.
No.
Let's see. October 23rd and 31st.
Yes, do either of those work for you, Mr. Bartholomew?
Let me check with Patricia.
Okay.
What time are these typically held?
Generally, we start at 9.
Okay. So, my preference would either be October 23rd or November 1st.
Okay, how about you, Ms. Elworth?
Of those, I would prefer the 23rd. I have two hearings scheduled the first weeks of November, so a little breathing room would be good for me.
Sure. Okay, well, let's go with the 23rd then. October 23rd, we'll start at 9 a.m., and it will be via phone. And it will be, you'll call in just as you did today for this conference with the same phone number and access code, but you'll also receive a notice of telephone hearing from my office with the date and time of our hearing. And then as far as a deadline for submitting exhibits and witness lists, let's go with October 9th. That's 2 weeks before the hearing date. And I'll send a follow-up email in the next couple of days with more information about marking exhibits and submitting exhibits and witness lists, including how to go about submitting them. And I'm fine with email communication. Yes, go ahead.
And so those would be, so it, when I submit exhibits, I'll follow your directions that you said you're going to email out, but at the same time, I would also copy Ms. Ellsworth on those as well?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You would send provide a copy to me as well as a copy to Ms. Ellsworth.
Correct. Okay. Thanks.
Yes. And then, again, any witnesses that you're going to have that would need to reference your exhibits, you'd want to provide copies of those relevant ones to that witness.
Okay.
All right. And the day of the hearing, don't have your witnesses call in to the conference bridge. We'll call them as needed. And let's see. Any other questions, Mr. Bartholomew?
No.
Okay. How about you, Ms. Ellsworth?
No, I don't think so. If the department were to choose to do, like, any motion for summary determination, what timing would you want to be able to resolve that?
Okay.
In, you know, far enough ahead of the hearing.
Sure.
I don't know that we will be doing that, but it's kind of
okay. Let's go ahead and put a deadline on that. Let's see, with October 9th being the deadline for submissions. Let me look here. I would say no later than September 10th, because then if you filed by September 10th, that would give General Property Group 2 weeks to file a response, which would be the 24th, and then that should give me enough time to rule on it by the 9th. So September 10th would be the deadline for filing a motion for summary determination, if that's something you end up doing. Mr. Barthol, do you have any questions about that?
Yeah, I do. So the motion for summary determination, is that just like an administrative version of motion for summary judgment?
It is. It's basically asserting that there are no material facts in dispute and that the party filing that motion believes it's entitled to a favorable ruling as a matter of law. And I can give you the site for that. It's 137-003-0580. And that is the administrative rule that governs motions for summary determination before the Office of Administrative Hearing.
So that's 137-003-0580?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I'll put those dates and deadlines in my communication to you as well. All right, Ms. Ellsworth, anything additional?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Mr. Bartholomew, anything else before we go?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you all for your time today, and have a good rest of the day.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.